Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now a post-Columbus Day call-in for Italian Americans on the question, why is Christopher Columbus, of all people, so important to Italian American pride, and is there anyone else who could replace him as that kind of cultural standard bearer? 212-433-WNYC, Italian Americans, 212-433-9692. I ask, as a follow-up to our conversation yesterday, which of course was Columbus Day, but is increasingly getting rebranded as Indigenous Peoples Day by many cities and states. Did you know this? Last Thursday, we mentioned it yesterday, the District of Columbia, also named after the explorer, right, temporarily changed the day to Indigenous Peoples Day, joining Grand Forks, North Dakota, Dallas, Texas, Alexandria, Virginia, Moorhead, Minnesota, Wichita, Kansas, Ventura County, California, South Lake Tahoe, California, plus the states of New Mexico, Vermont, Maine, Louisiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Columbus Day is now Indigenous Peoples Day in those places. I'm not entirely clear if it's instead of or both. But on yesterday's show, we had Nick Martin, who covers Native and Indigenous issues for the New Republic and is a member of the Saponi tribe himself. And he was asked by a caller, maybe the second Monday in October can be both. Here's part of his response.
I think what some people call exploration, I call colonization. I think that for me, so this is kind of the analogy, it's not a perfect one to make, but it's how I think of it. And I grew up in the rural South. We have lots of Confederate monuments down there. And the same way that I see a Confederate monument of Robert E. Lee and feel like that's wrong and that's not something our society should be celebrating, I think myself and other Native and tribal nation citizens see a statue like of Columbus and Columbus Circle, and we have a similar feeling. That was not a uplifting movement or moment for us.
And yet, for a lot of Italian-Americans,
right,
it's become like an Italian-American Heritage Day, almost detached from the story of Christopher Columbus himself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's probably room if you want to do something that's specifically about Italian-American heritage, because they faced a lot of similar or maybe not similar, but they did face a lot of discrimination in the early 20th century. But I think that, for me, Indigenous Peoples Day is definitely a little bit more needed now.
So that was at the very end of yesterday's show, which is why you heard the closing music rolling. But my question is, for Italian-American listeners, why is Christopher Columbus, of all people, so important to Italian-American pride? Is that changing for you in the current generations? And is there anyone else who could replace him as that cultural standard bearer, so that if there are other historical reasons to kind of de-emphasize glorifying Christopher Columbus, it can be done without it being a degrading of respect and glorification of Italian Americans? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So to Nick Martin's suggestion there, what might an alternative Italian-American Heritage Day be in this country, a day that does not glorify Columbus but respects and celebrates Italian-American heritage in its fullness, that you would be for, that detaches the two things, Columbus Day and Italian-American pride detaches those things? What else could it be attached to? 212-433-WNYC. And it doesn't have to be hung on an individual like Columbus, or we've had Washington's birthday, now President's Day, Martin Luther King Day, things like that. But if you want a personal hook, a hero hook, I was wondering who might that alternative hero to Christopher Columbus be? 212-433-9692. In the political realm, maybe not Nancy Pelosi Day or Rudy Giuliani Day, if those are too partisan, or in one of those cases, too unhinged. But what about Fiorello LaGuardia Day? He wasn't particularly partisan and a great New York mayor by almost all parties' accounts. Just a thought. but maybe too local for our area. And then I realized, wait, did you hear what happened on our show last Friday? The actor Chaz Palminteri called our Ask the Mayor segment, in case you missed it, with Mayor Bill de Blasio, and said he was offended as an Italian-American that First Lady Shirlane McRae's recent statue commission looking for women to honor with statues, because they're almost all of men around the city, did not pick Mother Cabrini as one of the ones. Here's Chaz Palminteri making part of his case.
Now, for people who don't know, Mother Cabrini is the patron saint of immigrants. And how you always talk about that, you know, immigration is so important to us. In New York, we are a sanctuary city, and we accept immigrants. Now, here's a woman who started 67 charities, Mr. Mayor. 67. Here's a woman who's the patron saint of immigrants, who has done so much for New York and the world, not just New York and the world, the United States. Hope orphanages are all over the world.
Chaz Palminteri calling the mayor on Friday. The controversial part, which we're looking beyond right now, was that Chaz accused the First Lady of an act of racism for excluding Mother Cabrini, but we're ignoring that part for the moment. I'm sure I'll ask the mayor a follow-up question on Friday because that blew up in the press as a big thing. But the governor had to get into the act on this yesterday, too. Any chance to tweak the mayor? Here he is on Fox 5.
New York works with all our diversity and differences because everyone feels like they have a seat at the table. You know, the key is inclusion to make New York work. And when a group feels excluded, that's a problem. We want everyone to be supportive of one another. And the issue with Roman Catholics, the Bishop of Brooklyn, the Diocese of Brooklyn, they feel that Mother Cabrini should have a memorial that's fitting. The poll said that New Yorkers support that. I want to help. I want to let the Catholic community know, and I'm a Catholic, I'm a former altar boy, that they are respected, and Mother Cabrini was a great New Yorker, literally a saint. Did tremendous work for the immigrant community, which is totally appropriate now when we have this discussion on immigration. So we are going to work with the Diocese of Brooklyn, with the Columbus Citizens Foundation, and other interested groups, and we will build a statue to Mother Cabrini. She deserves it.
So the governor is bypassing the city's commission and just decreeing they're going to build a Mother Cabrini statue. Take that. Everyone loves Mother Cabrini. Thought you might like to hear that development after Friday's Chaz and Mayor encounter. But it all comes back to my question for Italian-American listeners right now. Why is Christopher Columbus, of all people, so important to Italian-American pride? And is there anyone else who could replace him as that cultural standard bearer as Columbus's place in history gets more called into question without calling Italian-American heritage into question or putting it on a lower rung? 212-433-WNYC on Mother Cabrini or anyone else. 212-433-9692. And we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now to your calls on the question, why is Christopher Columbus, of all people, so important to Italian-American pride? And is there anyone else who could replace him as that cultural standard bearer around some other newly conceived Italian-American-oriented holiday? Elizabeth in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Brian. I'm a second-generation Italian-American, and I would say that totally apart from the person who Christopher Columbus was, I guess I grew up with my dad kind of jokingly always saying that Italians kind of gave America to the world, right? Columbus was the one who gave the world this, he would say. So, you know, I
so that's
really
part of where it comes from. Yeah,
that, I think that is where it comes from. And then, you know, now that I'm older and I've realized that not just what Columbus represented as far as the crimes that have committed, you know, against Native Americans and other cultures, but also he himself actually believed in those. You know, it wasn't just like he was bringing genocide, which is kind of maybe what I kind of had thought previously, but he was actively engaged himself, Christopher Columbus. So I would totally support changing the name of the holiday while honoring Italian heritage. And I don't know much about Amerigo Vespucci, but he's a nominee because we're called America for him, and he was also an Italian explorer.
Right.
So
I don't know what he did with Native Americans or anybody else when he got here. I don't know the Amerigo Vespucci's story very much, but interesting nominee. Elizabeth, thank you.
Thank you.
Christopher in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Christopher.
Hello, how are you? I was actually part of the hearings last year about statues and monuments being removed or remaining. And what was very interesting was there were several true elderly Italian Americans there who were listening to it and how they changed their minds upon hearing the real history of this man. They just, some of them were walked in there clueless, completely devout to the concept of Columbus. But upon hearing all the things, they were just like, we stayed later, we hung out, we had conversations, and they were not aware that a long, long time ago, a book was being written about Columbus. And that book was very, showed some bad things about him, and the publisher said, you know, this would be a boring book, all these crimes. Change it. They literally changed the book to make it a positive thing about Columbus. So that book got published and, you know, made and everything. Then, several years later, when Italians were having difficulty assimilating into America and were, you know, were treated badly and poorly, a group of them said, hey, why don't we tout this concept, this book, and show the book? Look what America, Italian contributed. Huh. And that's how the lie of Columbus came to be a profound thing.
That's so interesting. And there's a good article in the Times this week by Brent Staples, called, I don't remember the exact wording of the title, but it was something like How Italian Americans Became White, because they weren't always considered white by more northern Europeans who were here earlier. So Christopher, thanks for that history. And Terry in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Terry.
Hi, how you doing, Brian? You know, one thing when people talk about, you know, the importance of Columbus to Italian Americans, I don't think it's so much the importance of Columbus, but what you have to remember is that in the late 19th and early 20th century, and people have talked about discrimination against Italian Americans in this context, but in 1891, 11 Italian Americans were lynched in New Orleans in one day. And they were a small number of the Italian Americans lynched in this country. And Italian American groups were scared out of their wits. And one of the ways they felt they could try to accelerate assimilation was by playing up the attachment to Columbus. And the Italian American organizations paid for a lot of these statues that you see today. They weren't paid for by municipalities. They wanted to try to show America that they were really part of America from its origins, because they were scared to death.
It's fascinating history. It's really meaningful and important. It so connects with the history that the previous caller was talking about. So here we are in 2019. Could there be an alternative person or something to hang Italian American pride on?
Well, I'm, you know, the Irish Americans celebrate the feast day of the patron saint of Ireland, St. Patrick. I'm going to propose St. Francis of Assisi. I think he's a universally loved saint. He's a proto-environmentalist. He, according to legend, talked to animals. He was a brother, sun, sister, moon kind of guy. And also, his feast day is October 4th, so we wouldn't have to shift things too much. So I'm going to propose him.
Okay. One for St. Francis, and probably the governor and Chaz Palminteri might propose Mother Cabrini. How about David in Montclair? You're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you? Thanks very much. I'm a proud member of over 35 years. I would like to suggest perhaps we don't limit it to a person, but call Columbus Day.
Whoops, you just broke up right then. But instead call Columbus Day what? We lost David's line. But I think he told our screener, call it New World Day. But there you go. How about Ressi in Brooklyn? You're on WNYC. Hi, Ressi.
Hi. I told him before, Amerigo Vespucci, he discovered America before Columbus came along. Columbus came along because he got money from the Queen. Amerigo didn't know he had discovered something. I think that's what it should be named. That's why America is called America after him.
Ressi, thank you so much. And that's right, I forgot. A previous caller also mentioned Amerigo Vespucci as an alternative. So we have Vespucci, we have St. Francis, we have Mother Cabrini, and we have Ross in Dix Hills. Hi, Ross. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. So I wanted to address your question and then make a comment. So as the other callers have alluded to, Italian-Americans, I don't mean to speak for all of them, but I think what we connect with is not Columbus itself, but that idea of exploration and navigation, which Italians were famous for with all the city-states like Venice, Genoa, where Columbus was from. So it's really that sense of exploration. So really what the day should be like, and similar to Veterans Day, it doesn't have to be named after a specific entity or person. It could be Italian Immigrant Day. And I'm sure that even first, second-generation Americans can always connect and look back to where they came from. And the only comment I would make was as someone who deeply cares about the wrongs that this, you know, the building of this nation and of this continent did, I don't like the fact that the Native American, like somehow the Native American issues being pinned against Italians specifically. Although I agree that it's an issue that should get a lot more attention.
Of course, it's not being pinned, wouldn't you agree, against Italians as a group. It's more Columbus and the early settlers who were hardly Italian at all. As you know, Italians didn't come in large numbers until much later. So it's more like about how Columbus himself behaved and that it's Columbus Day. It's not that Italians came and were bad to us.
No, I agree with your statement. I just think that the rhetoric kind of takes a life of its own, and kind of just boils down into, you know, to a simplistic.
Then people see it that way.
Italian holidays being taken away. But I agree with your point. It's the issue kind of takes a life of its own. But thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much, Ross. And we are out of time, so we will leave it there. Thanks to all our callers. Who are Italian-American in this segment. You can keep tweeting them if you want. If not, Columbus Day, that's the main holiday that celebrates Italian-Americanness in all its fullness. What would an alternative name of the day be? Somebody said Explorer's Day or New World Day, or who would an alternative person be? And we heard some of the suggestions there. One more time, a quick program note that WNYC will carry the Democrats' debate live at 8 o'clock tonight. We, of course, will break it all down on tomorrow morning show and get your reactions. So thanks for listening today. Talk to you tomorrow. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.